From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The G20 summit wraps up in Germany with U.S. President Donald Trump meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Before dawn Saturday, activists demonstrating their displeasure with the summit rioted for a second night. Hamburg police arrested at least 13 people who had stormed one building. Mr. Trump also meets with the leaders of Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, and China. Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that the president put the issue of alleged Russian meddling in U.S. elections at the very top of his agenda when the two leaders held their first face-to-face talks.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
U.S. bombers jointly with South Korean forces conducted rare live fire drills near the border with North Korea, according to the South Korean military. South Korean military said in a statement that the drill was designed to sternly respond to the series of North Korea's ballistic missile launches. The military said that two U.S. B-1B Lancers deployed from Anderson Air Base in Guam, joined by U.S. and South Korean jet fighters in the eastern province, dropped weapons in a simulated destruction of enemy ballistic missile launchers in underground facilities. North Korea has carried out a test launch earlier in the week of an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has named former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker to serve as special representative for Ukraine negotiations. The announcement comes ahead of Tillerson's first official visit to Kiev Sunday.
After sitting in on the much-anticipated meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Kiev to demonstrate U.S. support for Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. Ukraine was among the issues discussed by Trump and Putin, but Tillerson did not disclose any details. Joining Tillerson on the trip, Kurt Volker, the new point person in negotiations to end the Ukraine conflict under the Minsk Agreement. In a statement naming Volker as the new Ukraine envoy, Tillerson said the U.S. remains fully committed to the objectives of the Minsk Agreements, a 13-point plan that starts with the ceasefire and withdrawal of heavy weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine and includes constitutional reforms by the Ukrainian government. I'm Steve Reddish, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi security forces say they expect to declare victory in Mosul today, which would bring an end to the Iraqi half of the Islamic State caliphate. Iraqi forces are using coalition airstrikes and ground support for the offensive to take back Mosul. The United Nations has predicted it will cost more than $1 billion to repair Mosul's basic infrastructure. United States is arranging for an American doctor to visit China to examine ailing Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2010 when he was imprisoned for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China. He has been diagnosed with late-stage liver cancer. In the past 5 years, terrorist attacks have killed nearly 20,000 people across Africa. Some groups, and two groups in particular, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab, accounted for 71% of reported incidents. But while these and other militant groups remain active, fatal terrorist attacks across the continent are on pace to fall for a second straight year, and the total number of attacks is currently running far below the 2012 highs. Thousands of troops patrolled Indian Kashmir on Saturday as authorities imposed widespread restrictions to foil protests planned for the anniversary of a local militant leader, Burhan Wani, whose killing in 2016 by armed forces has pulled the Himalayan region into a fresh spiral of violence after several years of relative peace. Internet services were shut down and police raised barricades between neighborhoods. Shops and businesses remain closed in the Kashmiri capital. Police fired tear gas in at least four places where protesters attempted to march in the streets. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.